Could personalized mRNA therapy be moving closer to clinical practice after a positive phase 3 results in melanoma? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. Merck and Moderna are reporting a positive phase 3 result in the Istemiran autogene, an individualized MRI-based neoantigen therapy in patients with melanoma following surgery. The late-stage trial enrolled 1,137 patients. About two-thirds received Istemiran plus pembrolizumab, while the remainder received pembrolizumab alone. The companies say the combination reduced melanoma recurrence and plan to present full results at an upcoming medical meeting and begin regulatory filings. Detailed phase 3 efficacy data have not yet been released. The approach is supported by longer-term phase 2b data from KEYNOTE-942, published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Among 157 patients with resected stage 3b or 4 melanoma, intismeran plus pembrolizumab was associated with a recurrence-free survival hazard ratio of 0.51 and a distant metastasis-free survival hazard ratio of 0.41 versus pembrolizumab alone. At 4 years, recurrence-free survival was about 72% with combination versus 49% with pembrolizumab alone, with no new safety signals. Intismeran is individually designed from each patient's tumor to target up to 34 neoantigens. If confirmed, personalized cancer vaccination could move much closer to routine clinical practice. In our next story, we learn about two new imaging studies that are raising an intriguing question in Alzheimer's disease. Can meaningful brain changes be identified earlier than they are today? And can artificial intelligence help? The first study, published in Neurology, examined 799 memory clinic patients with subjective cognitive decline or mild cognitive impairment. Researchers used computer-based methods to establish brain age from MRI and compared it with actual age. During a median follow-up of just over 3 years, 235 patients, or 29%, progressed to dementia. After accounting for age, sex, cognitive testing, and standard visual MRI ratings, each additional year of brain age was associated with about a 4% higher dementia risk. In patients with subjective cognitive decline, the increase was about 9% per year. A separate Nature Neuroscience study analyzed more than 4,500 MRIs from 1,051 cognitively healthy adults. Among those who later became amyloid positive, cortical thickness changes were detected at least 7 years before PET detectable amyloid. Together, these studies suggest MRI may contain clinically useful signals long before conventional imaging interpretations detect them. That could eventually improve early risk stratification and treatment. And finally, a new analysis in JAMA suggests that U.S. adults are not meeting LDL cholesterol goals established in the 2026 ACC-AHA dyslipidemia guidelines. Researchers applied the new thresholds to a 2021 through 2023 Haynes data from 2,313 participants, representing about 170 million U.S. adults. Among adults with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, nearly 80% remained above goal. Treatment gaps were also substantial. Among primary prevention patients above goal, about 76% were not receiving lipid-lowering therapy. Among patients with established cardiovascular disease who remained above goal, about 38% were not receiving treatment. These data were collected before the 2026 guidelines were released, so they provide a useful baseline rather than a measuring of guideline adoption. They also show us just how much more work lies ahead, identifying untreated patients, reassessing risk, and intensifying therapy when LDL remains above goal. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, Miriam Gomez, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.